Good afternoon and welcome back. It's Wednesday, November 23rd, and you're tuned in to Dance My Way with Randy Love, where the talk of the hour gets you in the mood to get down and groove. We have a special this week, not dance related, but still a lot of fun. Our guest is Jasmine Nino.
Hi.
And she's a contortionist, amongst other things. Let's welcome her. How's your day going?
Pretty good. How about yours?
It's going. I just ate, so
that's
I'm
good.
A little fatty right now. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Do you have any plans?
Sitting around with family before going into work, unfortunately. Aww. Yeah, Hot Topic needs me.
Well, hey, work is work.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go when you gotta go. Are you from California?
I am. I've lived here my whole life.
Oh, what part of California?
The Valley, like 10 minutes from here.
Oh, see, you didn't have to go far.
Mm-hmm.
You never wanted to move out of state or anything?
For a while, I wanted to move to Scandinavian places, but
wow.
Yeah, not so much anymore.
You just decided, no, I'm going to stay home.
Yeah, it's nice here.
It is nice. I've never been to Scandinavia, but it sounds a little scary.
Cold.
Yeah, you have to get used to a whole different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump into, tell me about your contortionist. What attracted you to that?
I randomly became obsessed with circus stuff when I was about 13. And eventually that turned into me going to contortion at about 17.
You started really young.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you now?
I'm 22. I'm about to be 23.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You've done it for half of your life.
I think it's about 6 years now, something like that.
That's half of your adult life.
Yeah.
Have you performed in any shows?
Yeah, little things here and there. I'm not special enough to be like on a bunch of paid gigs yet, but I'm getting there.
What have you done that's been interesting so far?
I performed in a show called Shine. I believe it was a voluntary thing for kids with a disease of some variety. Yeah, that was fun. Lots of kids in the audience, so there was lots of cheering, which made me feel good.
Aw, how cute. What did you have to do?
It was a short contortion act. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a stage name?
I don't.
Would you ever, if you were to get any larger, would you come up with one, or would you just go by your name?
I think Jasmine is good.
So, have you ever considered going to any other cities to try and indulge in your contortionism?
That's
a word.
I think it is. There was a while where I wanted to go out to Vegas and, like, get into Cirque du Soleil, because, you know, those are the big dogs of circus.
Yeah.
But now I'm so fixed in being in Los Angeles that I just don't want to go to Vegas.
You gotta expand your horizon.
Yeah, it's true. I'll do that when I'm older and have money.
So what other activities are you involved in? What other kind of things do you do?
I do Lyra, which might be more commonly known as aerial hoop. Yeah.
Have you performed doing that before?
No, not yet. I'm still developing those skills.
Oh.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
I think I'm coming on to 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What drawed you to that?
I really wanted to expand my horizons. Yeah. And work on my upper body strength.
So as far as, how do you pronounce it? I'm sorry.
Lyra? Mm-hmm.
As far as it goes, what if you were to perform it, what kind of things would you do with that?
Usually that kind of stuff is set to music. It's kind of like dance, but with the tricks that you can do on the hoop.
Okay.
Yeah, combined with floor moves, stuff like that.
Okay, interesting. So I hear you're a part of a performing group called The Grace of Bondage.
Yeah.
What exactly do you guys do?
We do little theater sketches and dances, kinda. Like, recently we did an Alice in Wonderland one where, I was the Cheshire Cat that was, like, getting bribed with drugs from the Red Queen to try and capture Alice. It was great.
That is an interesting take on it. Mm-hmm. How long does that, well, is it overtime kind of performance or just a one-time thing?
That particular one happened over 3 chunks of 10 minutes. Okay. So, like, over a whole night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What about that group do you enjoy?
A lot of artistic creativity. Like, more so than your ordinary circus group, because, like, they go into more adult themes and stuff like that. Like, if you go to an ordinary circus show, you might not find a drug-addicted cat.
That's true. You probably would. Tell me something interesting about yourself, something that most people don't know.
Huh. Contortion is like the most interesting thing about me, unfortunately. I really like Barbie, despite my ooky spooky appearance.
Why Barbie?
She was my childhood idol, and I like glam a lot.
Okay, yeah. I can see that. Mm-hmm. You glammed out with the hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's something notable in your life that you've done so far?
I graduated college. I'm pretty proud of that.
Where'd you go?
CSUN.
What'd you go for?
English.
Do you want to be a teacher?
No. I just really like books.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's your favorite book?
Oh, that's hard. I've been really into the Victorians lately, even though they're kind of boring and dramatic.
Dramatic?
Yeah.
That's the opposite of boring.
You'd be surprised. They make it work.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Jane Austen is amazing. How about that?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, when you think about old school books, they are kind of a drag, but they still draw you in.
Yeah. Go ahead and look up Romanticism or Moby Dick and you'll know what I mean.
Y'all heard that. I don't know. Let's see. You gotta tell me something interesting. This is sad right now.
I don't know. I know that there are a lot of crazy rumors about contortionism. Maybe we can debunk some of that.
Okay. Tell me something.
When I was first getting into contortion, I remember finding tons of web pages that said they would take children and, like, steep them in oil for hours and hours to make them more bendy, which is crazy and not how it works.
That doesn't even sound like it would work.
Nope.
Okay, what do you actually do?
Like dance or martial arts or anything else. You just keep working at it until your body does what you tell it to do.
How flexible are you?
At my most flexible, I was, like, half an inch away from touching my head to my butt.
Whoa, yeah. Wait. I just, like, mentally pictured that, and, like, I can't even get my arm to touch my butt. Okay, tell me another one. I'm sure there's plenty of different things.
Yeah, it's mostly just strange ways to get flexible. That's the only one that I remember, unfortunately.
Oh, crazy, though. Like, really? Why would you dunk a child? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Your appearance, you brought that up. Why? What do people think of when they see you?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention. I'm pretty content.
Has anyone ever came up to you and just said something off the wall?
Usually it's very complimentary. Like, people are really, really nice about it when they actually talk to me about it. Yeah. The last time anyone ever insulted me about it, I was in high school. They were in a car and they were like, "It's not Halloween, bitch." And they drove away because they're little bitches.
Yeah. Oh my God. People are crazy. Mm-hmm.
Am I not allowed to cuss on the show, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Bleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's. Why would I don't understand why people do that?
Yeah.
What drew you to your appearance? Like what did you call yourself? Scary?
Ooky spooky.
Yeah. Why have you always dressed? Well, you said you like Barbie. So were you like Barbie before?
I was a Barbie girl until like late 12, early 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then my friend got me into Marilyn Manson, and it was all downhill from there.
Why you say downhill?
Uphill.
Yeah. You reverse it.
Yeah.
Positive. What about Marilyn Manson though? What did you and you're just like, okay, I like this?
It was so different from anything else I'd seen up to that point that it just drew me in right away. And I loved how he was like, bleep social conventions. So that really,
y'all missed the fingers. I'm just there were fingers in reference. Mm-hmm.
Got lots of feelings about that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know much about Marilyn Manson, but like the basic stuff you see.
Yeah.
What's something that, besides social conventions and his appearance, which was I thought was awesome, but it never kind of drew me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
What did interest you?
There was a lot of social commentary in his music. He put it in a really sarcastic way, which appealed to me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like he would dress like a woman or dress like a dead person all at one time, just kind of as a way to step outside of gender norms. I don't know. It's kind of difficult to explain.
No, I get it.
Okay, cool.
Like, his appearance always, I was just like, he don't care about nothing.
Yep, he don't.
He's just like, okay, let's do it. This is how I feel. If you don't like it, oh well.
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
I like that about him. But I've never, I don't know, I look at things and just go, oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. You're graduated now. Mm-hmm. Are you going to go back to school for anything?
Or? Yes, I'm actually about to take the LSAT, Law School Admission Test, for the second time. My hope is to get into Pepperdine or like Loyola or something. So law school soon.
Do you want to be a lawyer or?
Yes.
What kind of law do you want to go into?
The noble kind, where I help people who are like being put down by society with like a smidge of other law that'll get me a lot of money.
Would you rather be like a prosecutor or a defense attorney?
I think defense attorney. I'm sure I'll figure all this out the more I go to the school and learn about it. Yeah.
You never know. Like, you want to be the one that's like, you did it. I know you did it. Don't even lie. Mm-hmm. Or you're like, no, they did not do it. Mm. Stop it. You have to take the test before you go to school?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an SAT, so schools can see how adept you are to what they're going to teach you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hmm. Although I heard the LSAT has nothing to do with what they teach you, so that's I'm a little bummed out about that.
Kind of pointless, then.
Yep.
Don't understand that.
Yeah.
What drew you to law?
Financial security and autonomy. Like, I don't have to pay anyone to defend myself legally if I'm a lawyer, so.
That's true.
Sounds good to me.
It's a big jump from English to law, though.
Not really. As it turns out, a lot of the people I've talked to that are already in law said that the fact that I was in English first would help me a lot. So I guess there is some connection.
I mean, I guess you have to be able to speak.
Yeah.
Well, so.
And like decoding really complicated text.
They have their own language.
Mm-hmm.
English is hard enough.
Yes. I agree.
Speaking of language, do you know any other?
No. Just English.
Would you want to learn anything else?
Yes. My mom is from Iran and my dad is from Jordan, which is a place where they speak Arabic, and they didn't teach me either of those languages.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, you just threw me into the English and said, you know, screw it.
Yeah.
So you were born here, though?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're from California, obviously.
My parents met in English school.
I'm slow right now.
It's okay. After food, I understand.
That's interesting, though, to think. How did they meet in English in California?
Mm-hmm. They both immigrated to California, and they met while they were trying to learn the language.
They could definitely bond over that.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Wait, what do you speak? You said Iran?
Iran? Yeah, she speaks Farsi, and my dad speaks Arabic.
They're not similar, are they?
Kind of, sort of, depending on who you talk to. They couldn't understand each other.
Okay.
So they had to speak English, which I'm sure helped their skills.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, I don't know, does any of the language overlap? Like,
Not as far as I know.
You know, if you know Spanish in different parts of different places, and mm-hmm. you can learn different Spanish from people, or French.
Yeah.
But I'm like...
Yeah, I don't think that works with them.
Yeah.
I think, like, French and Farsi, because there's some French and Farsi, but not, like, Arabic and Farsi.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Language is difficult.
Yeah. I really want to learn German, though.
I was just thinking that in my head. That's mm-hmm. the one language I'm like,
mm-hmm.
interesting.
Yes.
It's, you watch people speak, and they're so passionate, and you're just like, I have no idea what you're saying, though. You're probably cussing the other person.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I know Arabic is the same way. I remember one time I came into my grandparents' house and a relative I never met before was like looking at me, pointing at me and speaking really angrily. And I asked the person they were talking to later, like, what did she have a problem with me? And they were like, no, they were just asking who you are.
It's all about body language, I think, and, mm-hmm. and pitch.
And amount of yelling.
Yes. I don't know. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any stories from your childhood that have influenced how you are today?
I don't remember much of my childhood. Like, people will always tell me these really distinct memories they have, and I'm like, I remember when I was 13.
Yeah, no. Being young, it's like, when did that happen?
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Well, you grew up here in the Valley. What schools did you go to?
There was this place called Pinecrest. I think it's closed down now.
Oh, wow.
It's like Fillmore or something. And then I went to Calabasas High School before CSUN.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So you travel... That's a long travel from Calabasas.
Well, kinda. Really, it's like 15 minutes. It's not next door, but still.
Yeah.
I agree.
How long did you go to CSUN for?
5 years.
See? It's not just me.
Yep. I don't think anybody goes for 4 years unless they want to like lose their mind the whole time.
Yeah, you're literally focused just on school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so lost for words right now. I don't know. Let's see.
I took a hip hop class once. That's dancey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you ever into dance?
Yes, actually. I keep trying to get into it and find adult ballet classes, but then I procrastinate so hard that
I forget. There's a lot of places.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. I should hunt more. I use Elp. Not Elp. Yelp. And I find, like, the same four places over and over again, and half the time they don't even have the class that they post, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've talked to a few people.
Yeah?
We'll link up after.
Yes.
What about ballet, though? Is it because it's rigid in comparison to...
Yeah, it's the technical skill. It'd be good for, like, making me more graceful. I'm kind of chunky in my movements.
What do you mean?
I don't point my toes as often as I should.
You have to point? And...
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It makes the shapes look nice and long.
Okay. Wait, but you said hip-hop class. Why did you take a hip-hop class? That's completely...
It was fun.
I'm like, wait, that's completely opposite. Yeah. You're so really fluid and loose and no pointing.
Yeah.
In comparison to ballet.
Yeah. I'm more into hip-hop, but okay. I know that I'll benefit more from ballet.
So why not do both?
I could do
one
both.
One for fun and one for technique?
Time.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Take one at a time.
That is a better idea than what I had.
Do one now and the other one later.
Mm-hmm. One day I'll figure it out.
So, besides ballet and hip-hop, let's try that again. Besides ballet and hip-hop, were there any other dances or style of music that you were into? Not music, style of dance that you were into?
I took a few pole dancing classes, which was a lot of fun.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, yes it is. My arms were sore for weeks after each class. So, yeah, that's kind of the one thing that I did pretty consistently that I intend to keep going on. It helps with Lyra, too.
It does, now that I think about it. I tried the silks. That mm-hmm. was hard.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even gotten up there yet for those.
I'm like, I can get about this far off the ground. Give me 1 inch. I got it.
Ditto. Me, too.
How long were you doing the pole dancing?
I kind of took the classes sporadically for about a year. I still have to get back into it, but my interest is still there. Yeah.
So since you kind of took how long have you been off? You said you did it for about a year. How long haven't mm-hmm. you done it for?
I'm kind of in one of those hiatus moments where, like, I keep intending to take them. Like, I haven't stopped. I just haven't started for a while.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same thing. Positive side.
Yes.
It's hard to get back into it, though, once you stop.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time starting it up to begin with. Like, with contortion, I'm doing it every week, several times a week.
Yeah.
But with these other things, I'll do it once and then forget for, like, 4 months, and then I'll try it again.
That makes it a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm just sitting here trying to think, like, okay, contortion, then you got ballet. Mm-hmm. Okay, those combined, and then the hip-hop just threw me mm-hmm. all the way off.
Yes, good. Chaos.
Never... Chaos is fun, though. Without mm-hmm. chaos, what is life?
I agree. Yeah. All these things I'm trying to combine to make just, like, one really adept body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you said you're about an inch off from touching your head to your butt.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to get that flexible?
Not very long, surprisingly. I think I was in, like, my... third year of doing contortion when I got that far, but then I had a back injury and discovered that I had to focus more on strength than flexibility.
How do you strengthen?
Ordinary conditioning.
Okay.
Like sit-ups and pull-ups and horrible things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one likes those.
Nope.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I'm just lost for words. I don't know much about contortion.
Mm-hmm. It involves a lot of hand balancing. Like, it's not just bendiness. Mm-hmm. It's being able to control your body in pretty much every way. Like, handstands and flexibility at the same time.
I've seen some, but I don't think I knew it was contortion.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've gone to a few Cirque du Soleil shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're, like, up in the air and doing all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, I don't know if that's considered part of it, too. They were doing some really interesting bending.
Yeah. Movements. It was probably the contortion act. I know that they combine things. Like, they throw in some acrobatics here and there. So it's kind of hard to draw the line. But, yes, bendy handstands is typically contortion.
So what's one of the first things you learned when you got into it?
Kind of... You know the stretches that you would do in gym class?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where we started.
Okay.
So,
but I mean, like,
Like the first trick?
Yeah, like for something that normal people, myself, I'm chunky and fat.
No, you're not. You're fabulous. back bends, extreme back bends. Oh. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. But I don't know. I'm just trying to imagine it in my head.
It's like a back bend, except. Oh, sorry about that. Your hands and feet are really close together.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm like, but I can do a back bend. Well, not anymore, but I can do a back bend. I have an arm injury. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It takes me out of everything.
Oh, no.
Would you ever do contortion to music?
Yeah. That's typically how you do it in shows.
Okay. I'm like, I'm just thinking like normal, like silence, and then there's like drums playing in the background or something.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
And it's like all these interesting moves. I'm like, that's what I'm picturing in my head.
Yeah. It's much more like dance than most people would think. Mm-hmm. Like there's choreography. It's just in the choreography, you throw in weird tricks.
What's one of your favorite tricks to do?
I like chest dance. Where, like, your chest is on the floor and your feet are up over your head on the floor in front of you. Just because that's the most exciting thing to look at.
It looks so cool.
Yeah,
would you ever consider teaching?
I've actually taught kids a couple times.
Oh, okay.
For my trainer who asked me to sub. So, yes, from that, like, one or two experiences, it's so fun to watch them progress even within, like, one class.
Yeah.
And they're so into it because you kind of have to be in order to pursue something like that.
In that case, I don't think you can just be like, oh, let's just do this.
Yeah, a couple months. Yeah. No.
Well, I guess as a little kid, it makes it a little easier because they're already really flexible.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you have wished you started earlier?
Absolutely. Compared to a lot of contortionists, I actually started quite late.
When do most people start?
The really amazing ones you see, it's easy to assume that they started, like, early childhood, perhaps 4 or 5. Oh. It's not standard for everybody, but, like, if you want to get that extra oomph, that's typically what you got to do.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really early. Yeah. It's like gymnastics, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have to start early to be really good?
Mm-hmm. Although, to be fair, if you put in enough work and you're older, you could totally do it. Not to discourage anybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, old people can do this, too.
Yeah. The splits are for everybody.
Can you do the splits?
I can do the super splits.
Well, yeah, like, can you, like, touch the ground with your upper body in your splits?
Yes.
That's hard.
You'll get there.
Mm. Probably not.
Oh, no.
Is there anything else you want to add before we go? And a motivational saying.
Motivation. Oh, yeah. Keep doing it, because that's the only way you're going to get good.
All right, guys. Let's thank Jasmine again for coming on the show and telling us about all the interesting things she's done thus far.
My pleasure.
She's going to law school, hopefully, so let's wish her luck.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a really cool contortionist. We have to try and catch her on something. Is there anything we can catch you on, actually? Do you have any, like, videos that we can watch on the internet, or do you have any shows or anything that you might be in?
The Grace of Bondage is on Facebook. You can check us out there. Not a lot of video of me, but you can see some cool stuff.
Okay. Hey, y'all heard that?
Yeah.
You gotta check it out, right?
Do it.
Yes. All right. That's all for Dance My Way, but check back next week for a new show and another great guest. And remember, dance is more than just a movement.